The likelihood that you will get there in one foul swoop would mean you have incredibly enormous legs. In fact, I don't know a single house that you could possibly live in because your legs would be so big. Good morning, New York. Good morning, world. Good morning, spirit world. Good morning to my dead grandmother. Hey, y'all. This is Leela, a musical podcast and radio show for sensitive dreamers, finding out, discovering, living into what it means to make your dreams come true. And I promise every week you get some version of bad singing, questionable astrology, and heartfelt monologues. As for me, I'm Lalita, your hostess with the mostest. Let's jump in. Today's a simple concept, y'all, as I'm thinking about how exciting it's going to be to actually do this show live and to have an audience and to be able to have people call in and converse and ask questions and share thoughts and feelings and emotions, to do interviews with musicians that I love and people that I'd love to collaborate with. That is really exciting. So as you're listening to this show, you're probably at this point hearing it on the podcast. Welcome, hello, so nice to meet you. Keep listening and be on the lookout. Definitely if you subscribe to my newsletter, it's not really a newsletter, but if you sign up for notifications by email from me, or follow me on Instagram at hereislalita, then you'll be notified about all the cool happenings, how you can listen to this show live, how you can participate if you'd like, and even submit questions, ideas, or feedback. So felt compelled to share that, and moving along. Today it occurred to me, I was sitting in a closet once again, having deep, profound thoughts. This is normally where I think. You know, men sit on the toilet and think. Women, or female identifying like myself, apparently sit in closets and reflect on their life. So the thought, small steps are big steps in disguise. Keep going. I will repeat that. Small steps are big steps in disguise. Keep going. Because I know that some of you only understand things when I speak in an accent, and I get it. It's basically like speaking another language. So I promise you, I will never let you down. I will always deliver amazing accents so that you too can understand exactly what I'm saying. My intention is that everybody understands exactly what it is that I'm saying. And even if I go into weird accents that might even sound a little bit Irish, that is okay too. Irish people would be saying, oh my God, you sound horrible. And maybe not. Maybe they would say I sound amazing. I'm not even sure at this point. The point is, as we're riffing and raffing, small steps are big steps in disguise. So wherever you find yourself in this moment, whether maybe you are in the bathroom doing whatever it is that you do there, or maybe you're out for a run, or maybe you are sitting in your apartment or house or farm with goats, questioning, what am I doing with my life? Am I ever going to be the person I thought I should be? Mom always said I had so much potential. Pops always said I could be anything I wanted to be so long as it was a janitor. I thought he was kidding, but I think he was serious because I am a janitor. Not that there's anything wrong with cleaning up after people, but I just thought I was, you know, a little bit more talented, or maybe I had other dreams. There's no shame in the roles that we play, whether I am a janitor, you know, and I was a janitor in different forms and fashions at different points in my life, literally cleaning up toilets at different grocery stores, working in maintenance and pushing carts. And I've done a variety of deeds to earn an income. And I've lived in places where it was actually illegal for me to work in different countries. And that offered up its own opportunities. My point in this isn't a conversation about, well, what are you saying? Is it bad to be a janitor? Is it bad to be this? It's not about that. The question is there something on your heart, a dream, would you have it, that it's whispered to you your whole life? It's something that you're really looking to do. Obey, it's a feeling. Dreams always whisper to us. Our dreams are always speaking to us, always inching us forward to the next step. Sometimes, if we're lucky or not so lucky, we're given really big picture visions of what the whole enchilada is. And that can be terrifying. That can be unnerving. Because it might look so far away. It's like, oh my God, I just realized that the place I'm really supposed to be is on Mars. But how are you going to get there, darling? And all of a sudden, shock settles in. How am I going to get to Mars? I don't even think anyone's lived there yet, especially if you're pioneering to new places. So there are always dreams and circumstances that are reaching out to us, speaking to us. Dreams are always, whether they come to us when we're sleeping or whether we're using dreams as choice ambitions, they are always messages to ourselves. So when I share the thought that small steps are big steps in disguise, it might seem logical and very reassuring that if I knew in my heart, I'm supposed to live on Mars or maybe Jupiter, that would be harder being a gaseous state, but it might reflect my IBS accurately. If I think about going all the way to Mars, it might feel more reassuring to take one big giant step and know that in that one step, I'm going to arrive in the exact place I always was told I would be. We demand so much of our dreams to prove to us. We ask them to prove themselves to us that they're not lying, that things will work out, that it will happen exactly as it should. So small steps are often seen, especially, I relate to this completely. Small steps require presence and faith, because the reality is, even if I endeavored to go to Mars and knew that was the direction I was heading, there's two points to this. Sometimes dreams direct us in directions. I'll repeat that. Sometimes dreams direct us in directions, not because, hate to break it to you, that we end up in the exact place they show us or that we feel, but because the place that we're being guided to, the feelings, the things, are actually the next step, the doorways, their messages to something further. So dreams are directions, not destinations. And then secondly, let's assume that the final destination was Mars. The likelihood that you will get there in one foul swoop would mean you have incredibly enormous legs. In fact, I don't know a single house that you could possibly live in because your legs would be so big. It would require superhuman strength, the ability to not require oxygen, or some type of amazing spacesuit that could endure the journey so you could breathe oxygen. And it's not to say that's impossible. Maybe that is the very next thing that you get to go create to get to your metaphorical Mars. What's more likely are all the steps in between to creating the suit, to finding the people to help you do that, to following the next dream and the next dream, which are really just iterations of this bigger thing that you feel inside, see inside, that you're being guided towards. Small steps are big steps in disguise. Keep going. You can't eat an entire cheese block of cheese in one sitting. I've tried it. Oh my God, have I tried it? You could. And oftentimes you'll end up being sick from it. What most people do with like a 10-pound block of cheese is you cut it up into pieces and you eat it and digest it over time. We fear so much that the things that were promised in our hearts are not true, that we almost sabotage the possibility of them ever happening by never giving ourselves the chance and the grace and the dignity of allowing ourselves to take small steps. Pasos chiquitos. Small steps. Small steps. This would be the perfect time for a beautiful interlude of which I have not prepared. Not even really sure what the definition of interlude is. I'm not even sure who's going to listen to this. And this is part of my dream. I remember being a child. Child is a bit of an extreme because it was yesterday. No. I remember being in high school, early college, and there was a girl I went to high school with, and her mother was an actress. And I had the choice between playing basketball and continuing with my performance career. And I actually was quite successful at singing and dancing. I was frequently cast as male roles, of which I did not try out for, and leading roles and musicals and dance. And it's very much so in my nature. Hello, hello, Leila, divine play. That being said, I opted for basketball. And so at a certain point, I kind of eradicated the idea from my mind that I could really be creative. Although that really, it's all of our natures and particularly my own. And so in high school, I'm sitting there and I've had, depending on the day, a very raspy voice, especially younger. I used to lose my voice frequently. And her mother comes up to me and I had seen the performance and the actress mom you know, hi, how are you? We're talking. And she looks at me and she pauses and she says, you would have a phenomenal radio voice. You should be on the radio. I was maybe 17 at the time. Now, flash forward years before that. I'm just a wee tyke living in Buffalo, New York. Oh, the joy of Buffalo. And we have a semi-professional baseball team there called, wait for it, the Bisons. And they had done this activity type thing, kind of like bring your daughter to work day, except everyone could apply. And it was this idea that kids would be able to take on the roles of adults and learn different roles at the stadium. And they had everything from selling candy, you know, walking down the aisles to working at the booths, maybe cleaning up garbage. And they also had the ability to be on the radio and to actually, I forget what you call it when you're watching the game and you are doing play-by-play, telling people exactly what's happening. And I applied for that. I thought that was a phenomenal idea. How crazy is it to be 8 years old, 9 years old? I barely knew anything about baseball and applying and saying, I'll do that. I'll go on the radio and basically dictate this live show at live baseball game as it's taking place. I ended up getting the role. I ended up getting the position. At 8 years old, I was very, very ambitious. And I remember finding out later, no one else had applied. There were hundreds of kids that took part in this. No one else applied for the radio piece. Cooler still was when my dentist, at the time, I used to spend a lot of time at the dentist. Not for poor hygiene, for other things. I just had really sensitive teeth. And my dentist, who we are good friends with, Dr. Paul, ends up contacting my father and saying, you know, I'm sitting here listening to the game and I hear this little voice and I'm like, I know who that is. That's Lauren. That was my name at the time. And it was so cool to be recognized by someone who was actually listening to this game. Now, the thing is, I didn't call the game very well. I didn't have glasses at the time. I also knew nothing really about baseball. The point is that if you were to ask me, would you love to have a radio show? Does that bring you joy? Does that feel in alignment with what it is that you're called to do? I would 100% tell you yes. Did I have visions and dreams of radio shows throughout my entire life? No, I haven't. And I've done enough and followed enough versions of dreams to arrive at this one. Small steps are big steps in disguise because it's the small steps that you take in your lane that can be hashed out with a machete, like over time, trying new things, being willing to take risks. Over time, you will find what your lane is, and it will ultimately find you if you are open enough, willing enough, brave enough, faithful enough, devoted to your inner voice and calling enough to walk that path. Bravery is rooted in faith, in my opinion, and not blind hope. True faith, which comes from being within your body, comes from knowing yourself. My wish for you today and every day and every moment moving forward is that you have confidence in the small steps that carry you forward, that you feel and embody, understand and know the truth that small steps are big steps in disguise. Because after a million small steps in the right direction, and the right direction is the next step, what is cultivated at the thousandth step is not only the culmination of what you've been creating, it's everything you've gotten to let go of in order to become and maintain the stance, the authority, and the mentality within that commands the creation before you. You don't get into the NBA at 5 years old. You get to walk the journey of practicing every day with a million small steps. I also recommend the book for those looking to find out more about habits and small steps. Leo Babauta from Zen Habits has a ton of amazing information on the power of change with small micro habits. And there's a second book that is escaping me in this moment. Atomic Habits would be a second one that I would recommend. Completely about eliminating friction in your life to allow optimal movement forward. And all of these are relevant when you're able to listen to yourself and hear yourself and your calling. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for listening to this radio show. This is Leela, in case you weren't sure, a musical podcast for sensitive dreamers where I will occasionally sing. There are always bad, atrocious accents. questionable astrology, and really just heartfelt monologues from the bottom of my heart. In the coming weeks and months, we're going to be doing a live show, so be sure to follow me on Instagram at The Lila Podcast. You can follow me at Here Is Lalita. And I so appreciate your attention, your time, and your dedication to your journey and your path, because if you're listening to this, I truly believe that you're here with a purpose. And purpose, we go into other episodes, is really twofold. The point is that you're doing great work in the world. And because of that, I salute you and I thank you. If you like this, like it. Hello. Please subscribe. I'm begging you. No, really, subscribe if you love it. And please, please leave a 5-star review. It would make me so unbelievably happy. I so appreciate you. I will see you again so soon. I'm Lalita, and this is Lila.